We have to train our students' ears to different accents of English from very early on. With English being a world language, you're sure to get a number of different accents of English all over the world. So students must be capable to deal with that.
We have to train our students' ears to different accents of English from very early on. With English being a world language, you are sure to get a number of different accents of English all over the world. So students must be capable to deal with that. That's BBC English, wasn't it, Nick?
Read it normal, Kathleen.
Okay, now I'll read it normal. We have to train our students' ears to different accents of English from very early on. With English being a world language, you're sure to get a number of different accents of English all over the world. So students must be capable to deal with that. It's true, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
English is an international language. It doesn't belong to the Brits.
No.
There are so many different accents in English all over the world that it can be hard for students to understand and to accept that they have to listen to different accents. However, I think it's great to be a little bit flexible and to be prepared to train your ear to listening to different accents, that you can't get away from it.
Well, yes, look at us. I'm from London, you're from Liverpool. Mm-hmm. We're from the same country. It's just different accents.
Yeah.
And students have to concentrate on just understanding the language and to communicate,
mm-hmm.
so long as they're understood.
Yep, it's very important for them not to expect everybody in English to speak with exactly the same accent. They're going to listen to Americans, Australians, South Africans, Indians, and then there's the Great Britain. We have Irish, Scottish, Welsh, English, and then in England we have Cockney, Scouse, Geordie, Brummie.
Even the people in England, everyone has a different accent. It depends where you're born, it depends where you were educated, where you grew up. But England, the English people have different accents in different parts of England. Look at the Queen. Who speaks like the Queen?
Not me.
Exactly.